We are now joined by Eric Jones, our third place finisher in tonight's race and the driver of the number 20 Auto Owners Insurance Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing.
Yeah, you know, it was, I guess it was a solid day. I thought we had a good car there at the end, but had to start at the back, and that took a while to work through there and, you know, get some track position. It is pretty challenging to pass here, even as, you know, even though it is a short track, but a good run. The Auto Owners Camry got better all night, and, you know, honestly, the last run of the race was our best. We got up there and, you know, into third, and I kind of front side of the run and run at the end hard and just kind of ran out of time. I just started getting to those guys there when we took the checkered. So a good day. You know, it was nice to be up there and in contention at the end, but it close again at close one out here soon. So.
All right. Well, we're going to take some questions for the media. We'll kick things off with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead.
A couple questions, Eric. First, does it feel different being in a playoff race but not being championship eligible?
No, not for me. You know, I just go out and race and do my own thing. I obviously wish we were in the playoffs and racing for a championship. It is what it is, right? It didn't make it. And for me, I guess going into it, you do the same things and you just try to go out and run strong. It's pretty funny to, you know, outrun all the playoff guys. So, it's good to be out there and in contention. Like I said, I wish we were in it, but you know, for me, I don't really treat it too much differently.
And looking, as you look for your next opportunity, finishing third tonight, what does that do to help maybe solidify things for next year?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you hope it helps. Obviously a win would have been even better, but you know, it's a good run for us. And, you know, I don't know if one body of work really here at Bristol, you know, I can continue to get in a car that's in contention to win races and go out and, you know, win more races. I feel like there's a lot of races out there that we can go win with a new team, and I feel like I can go help a new team and make them better. And, you know, maybe they can, you know, help me and continue to make me a better race car driver too. So you hope it helps. You know, every strong run doesn't hurt. So hopefully I can finish the year out strong, I guess, and get a win here before the year's over.
And then last question for me, looking ahead to 2021, where are you at in your timeline and kind of finalizing things?
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff moving along. We've been in a lot of talks with, you know, multiple different teams and trying to find an opportunity. It's a tough environment. There's definitely teams that are struggling to find sponsorship and find money. There's rides obviously open out there, but my butt, I guess, to put in seats. So it's challenging, but you know, like I said, there are good rides out there, and hopefully, you know, I can get an opportunity with one of them and build a relationship with a sponsor there that, you know, we can go out and be a contender. So we're moving along, and hopefully, you know, within the next few weeks or month, I hope we can announce something.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Eric, I mean, is tonight as do you feel as good about tonight compared to the last week? Like, how much better do you feel right now than what you had? When was the last time you felt this good, I guess?
Well, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've really been in contention to win a race. I feel like, you know, the race there, the last 70 laps was definitely the most fun I've had in a while in the race car. I love racing, but it's not as fun when you're not, you know, contending for wins. So I felt like this race would be really good for us. You know, we've run really strong here in the past, and, you know, it definitely feels good to, you know, sit in, and I want to win this race a lot. But, you know, we got beat by Kevin and Kyle. I mean, Kevin's on fire this season. Kyle hasn't obviously won yet, but he's still Kyle Busch. You know, he's still really fast. So you want to beat him, but, you know, I gave it what I had and did the best I could, but definitely – going to be a lot more enjoyable Sunday, I guess, than the last couple we've had.
And like during the week, I mean, do you worry a ton about next year, or are you a guy who kind of maybe just leaves it up to the racing gods, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I guess that's a tough question. You know, how can you not worry a little bit? You know, anybody that says they weren't in it, they want to still be in a race car, you know? So there's times where you worry about it. There's times where you lay in bed at night and you think about, you know, what the opportunities are going to be and what you're going to do next year and where you're going to be and how you're going to make it all work. And, you know, it's a tough scenario. It's a busy scenario. It's hard to focus on the race team. It's hard to focus on your current, you know, ride and opportunity. You want to go out trying to focus on meetings and phone calls and, you know, meeting with new teams, prospective sponsors. So it's just crazy. It's busy and it's hard to do your day job, I guess you could say. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely times, you know, I think you'd be lying if you said you didn't worry about it.